Hi, welcome to Adam and the Other People. I mean, Uncork Gamers. I'm Adam.
I feel less loved now.
And I'm Other People, too.
Well, this is where we get together and talk about games and things going on in games, things that we enjoy and dislike about games.
All things
yes,
games.
Yes, dislike about games.
Jeff's got a couple things.
You seem like you're a little upset.
I'm a little upset. I'm very, very much a little upset. At Destiny. Destiny has been pissing me off lately by disconnecting me every 5 minutes. And then sometimes I get good blocks for like a couple hours. And then I start disconnecting again every 5 minutes. Sometimes I don't even get 5 minutes. Sometimes I can't even get to the place where I'm at, where I'm going. And it's really annoying. It used to not happen at all. And then they did some update.
Server stability updates.
And yeah, and then it started happening. And I checked all my connections, I checked my router, I checked my connection speeds, both on my computer and on my PlayStation 3. PlayStation 3 is getting half of what I'm getting at on my computer, but it's still at 30 megabits, so it should be fine. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, especially since I run like 5 megabits and I have been playing flawlessly.
Yeah.
Not a single issue.
Yeah, so, I mean, I started out fine and now it's just crap and I'm really mad and I don't feel like playing anymore.
You don't have a bandwidth limit on cable, do you?
No.
I say maybe they're throttling your speed or something like
no.
that.
No. I mean, when I do the downloading checks and stuff, it's always good. No, it shows up good. Uploading's fine.
But, I mean, Jeff,
I don't know.
You can't stop playing. I mean, we're at rating.
I'm not gonna stop playing. But
we're at rating level, man. I need somebody to do the vault of glass.
Oh, speaking of that, did you hear that two people completed the vault of glass
by themselves?
Yes, two people. On their own.
That is. Were they?
There's a video. There's a video of it. It's a two person raid of Vault of Glass and completed the whole thing.
On normal.
I don't. Is there an option?
There's a hard. Yeah. There's normal and the hard.
Okay.
It's like a level 30 and level 26.
Well, either way, it's still pretty impressive.
I guess it is pretty impressive. Yeah.
I actually don't even know what difficulty it was, but. I haven't seen the video yet, but I really want to take a look at the video. Well, actually, I don't want to take a look at the video.
Yeah, because you don't want
to
ruin it.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin before I do it.
I did figure out we've been leveling all wrong at this point. Once you hit 20, 27, something like where we're at now.
You going to spoil it for me again?
No, I didn't spoil anything. All right? I didn't spoil
Spoiler
anything.
Spoiler alert.
But apparently, what you're supposed to do to get over that hump is you're supposed to start raiding. Do the raids is apparently. Like, you get, like, legendary items and legendary stuff from the raid, and you dismantle a legendary gear, it'll give you the energies and shards and stuff that you need.
I can do the Nightfall raid by myself.
You do the Nightfall raid?
This week's, yeah.
I haven't tried it yet. Is it easy?
No,
so
it's not easy.
You guys haven't been raiding
it's
this
not
whole
easy.
Time?
I just need to, as soon as I get to the,
No, we have not raided.
If I get to the boss fight,
we need six people, first of all.
That.
For all the raids?
You don't
There's
know,
only one raid.
But you don't need six people.
Yeah.
You need two.
You need two really, really good people, possibly with raid gear and maxed out.
But, yeah. There's always, like, the raid, the Nightfall raid this week has a safe spot at the end, which I exploited in one of the daily ones. And then I saw the Nightfall one was the same one, except a lot harder.
Right.
But, so I can pretty much exploit that.
No, the daily was Winter Cowl, and the weekly is
Priest. Not today. It was a couple days back.
Okay.
I don't remember how many days back, but yeah. Anyway, yeah. So Destiny sucking right now for me, at least.
Because Adam's got a group ready to raid. Hasn't done it. Doesn't know what they're getting into. They need two more people?
They might need more than two people, to be honest. It's well, one, two, three. Maybe only two more people. You know what? Maybe.
Yeah.
We can set this up.
And Shiz? Shiz is ready to
Shiz
raid.
Shiz is at level 29, I think.
Oh, is he at 29?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Shiz is a Twitch personality that Jeff is friends with from Canada. Hello,
he's from
Shiz.
Canada. And I almost met him. Hi, Shiz. Shizler. And then some numbers, I think.
Yeah, some numbers at the end. I think there was a 9 in there.
I'll plug him later.
Show notes.
But, yeah, so that's that.
Every Papa. No, hopefully a lot of people have beaten the raid. Yeah. But we have kept ourselves from viewing anything about the raid, so we have no information about it. We're going to go in nice and blank.
It's a way to go.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done game, this in a game.
Doesn't matter what game it is.
Yeah. Mostly when I play games like this, like, you know, Warcraft or something like that, everybody's done it, so by the time you do it, everybody's like, no, just go here, do this, do that. I'm like, oh, that's not fun anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to actually have people, both in this generation, that have PlayStations that I can play with, and also that don't know anything about the raid either, so it'll be fun. Speaking of those people, fun thing Adam told me, apparently his group of friends that play on the PlayStation have modded their PlayStation controllers to use the Xbox 6.
What?
The joysticks. They like the feel of the Xbox ones better. They took out their sticks and replaced them with the Xbox ones.
Yeah. Yes.
I like the controller much better with Xbox sticks in it.
It's interesting. I did not like... Are they using the 360 sticks or Xbox One?
I believe they're the Xbox One sticks.
I didn't like those ones. I tried it out at Charlie's house and they felt like really small for some reason. Maybe it's because I'm not used to them, but it felt weird. It felt like smaller than... Not enough surface area.
Well, it like indents in. That's what I like.
I got fat fingers.
Yeah, me too. So.
Yeah. So it was Destiny people starting to find ways to get into the DLC content. Before. It's just maps that have nothing in them. One of them has a couple ghosts in it and stuff like that. So which of course, like any DLC content that people can get into before the DLC released, people are up in arms about it. But people are always up in arms about games, so I really don't pay too much attention to that kind of stuff.
So you don't know why they're up in arms?
Well, it's the same thing. Same thing with Street Fighter. Same thing that happened. It's like, oh, it must be on the disc, and so if it's on the disc, how come I have to pay for it, and that kind of stuff.
Well, you're on their servers when you play, aren't you?
Yeah.
So it could just be on the server.
It could just be on the server. Yeah, but people just jump to conclusions. What I am upset about is, what I am upset about, though, is the exotic bounties forcing you to do PvP in the most ridiculous ways possible. It's really hard.
Yeah, I have to kill 500
you have to,
people with,
no, you
with...
Have to kill 100 people, each one is 5 points. You need 500 points, avoid damage kills.
Yeah. But every time you die, you lose points.
How many points you lose for a death?
Two points.
And you get 5 points for a kill?
5 points for a kill. The thing is, though, you have to kill him with void weapon.
Yeah, only.
Which is
sniper rifle?
I think they use...
If you can find one. I have had a hard time finding weapons that actually
have
void.
What weapons do you have?
My character is void.
Black. The little...
The
purple
squiggly
line.
Purple circle,
yeah.
I mean, my character's all void and fire. I can switch to his void stuff and then hit him with my ultra and my bombs and whatever.
Yeah, I can do grenades. Unfortunately, my super is just a shield, so it doesn't kill people. But I have the only thing I've been able to find so far that's void is a fusion rifle and a machine gun. So
guns are good.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much recoil on those things. It's like,
yeah, but the problem is, whenever I finally get to a spot where I get heavy ammo, I get sniped in the head as soon as I pick it up. So I have not had very good luck doing this one. I'm working towards getting the Comedian, though, which is a void shotgun, which should help me out a lot better. Because I've shot people with the fusion rifle just to see like half of their shield go away, and I'm just like, well, this is like a 3-second charge, and you're going to kill me in two.
So
yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Maybe you just need to improve in PvP.
Oh, how many points do you have, Jeff?
It doesn't matter. Let's not talk about that, dude.
The guys that I'm talking about play mainly PvP right now. Well, at fun, I guess. But they haven't done any raids yet either. But they played a lot of PvP.
Still good practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, eventually. Well, I think once I get the Comedian, I'll do a lot better. Because it won't be that 3-second charge. I'm not... It kills me. I'll shoot someone like...
Couldn't you, like, throw a grenade at them first and then shoot them with the... Or throw your void grenade at them after? That way they're already weak, your void grenade.
No, most of my kills are from my void grenade. And like 90% of the kills I get are from the void grenade, because I have one that'll blow up twice, and it'll stick to them. That's where most of my kills come from, but... I'm usually, like... I've not had coordinated teams, because it's just pickup games. So, I'm usually, like, running around by myself while they have, like, teams of three and stuff like that. There's many factors. One of them, I'm not that great at PvP shooters. I'm not gonna lie. But if I could use any gun, it'd be a lot easier.
Alright, staying on the topic of,
Destiny?
No, network improvements. Sony is shutting down on the 13th for, maintenance on the network. And it's supposed to be 7 hours from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So nobody will be able to go online.
Unless you're already logged in when they start.
Yes, yes. Which I won't be, because I'm not going to leave my PlayStation 4 on.
Oh, I might. If it means I can play Destiny while you can't.
I'm going to be at work most of these hours anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Except when I'm level 28, you're stuck at 27. That'll make all the difference.
I'm not stuck at 27. I only need one more Ascendant Shard before I can... go to 28.
Maybe.
No. Yeah, dude, I'm like this close.
So am I.
By the way, I measured like less than a quarter of an inch. For you guys that didn't see that. But, yeah, so...
What are they shutting down for?
Routine maintenance, they say, to the network.
I mean, it's like once a month.
Improvements are coming, supposedly, to the network also.
Oh, really?
Lots of improvements.
Is it update 3.0 yet?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I want that. I want to be able to just play your games for you.
And Sony also shutting down PS Home early next year, which I don't really care about because I never went on there.
And not many people cared about it, except for the people that bought stuff on it, which made Sony a decent amount of money.
And from what I hear, Dan tells me they made a lot of money from PS Home, which I don't understand. I don't see why people would buy all this stuff to decorate some false home on the interweb.
I have a question. You play Street Fighter, right? Yes. How many of your characters have costumes?
All of them.
Did you pay for them?
Yes.
Do they help you in any way?
Yes, Blanca's costume, the one with the big old hat in the back, is very distracting. it makes his hurt box look really weird, and like you just don't know where to hit him anymore.
But do you play Blanca?
Damn it, Dan. No, I am a Bison player,
and that's why people buy stuff.
Yes, online. Well, but there's nothing. You don't even spend time at your house.
They might.
All you got to do is sit around.
Yeah.
And go to the balcony.
Well, you know, you can see
like, your house? There's nothing to do there.
That's not true. You could invite people over to your house if you bought a TV in the game world. You could have people come to your house and you can play movies, and they would all watch the movies and be in your house.
And you'd be playing the movie you bought on screen, and they could watch it too. So yeah. I could buy a movie and play it, and you could watch it at your house.
I still don't like those people.
Those fake people.
With their fake houses and real monies.
Real movies in their fake houses. That's just not natural.
With their fake TVs that they really bought with real money.
And also, you got to go to TGS by going to Home.
Yeah?
They had a little fake TGS booth there.
Really?
Sony stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
And you missed it.
They did a theater thing where they did
Evo.
Was it like 3-4 years ago? 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. They showed Evo. They streamed Evo on the PlayStation Home. You go into the theater.
See.
Or whatever. Yeah.
See. I bet if you had a TV.
But no, it wasn't. It wasn't as good as like watching it on the computer though. It just it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
All your friends there and their fake selves.
I just. PlayStation Home's not for me.
Sitting on that fake couch you bought.
Fake couch. Yeah, I got some free stuff.
Yeah.
I would use it. I got like a free Street Fighter shirt. Probably doing something with Street Fighter. I don't remember what.
Probably watching the Evo thing.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's just not my thing.
See, would it be your thing with the usage of Oculus Rift though, or Project Morpheus?
No, I don't like it.
What if, in the virtual world, you could buy a console for your home and play old school games on it?
Or an arcade cabinet.
Like, have you played Shenmue?
There are arcade cabinets, though. You can play old school video games. No. It was,
But that would take up
too much. It wasn't old school video games. It was, I think
it was like fan-made phone games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, in your virtual world, you can get an arcade cabinet and play Ghosts and Goblins.
Why can't I do that on the regular PlayStation interface?
Because you have to buy it in your virtual home.
Yeah.
And they just want me to spend more money on
because the nostalgia factor isn't there because it doesn't have the cabinet look.
Yeah, this way you see your virtual character.
It doesn't matter anymore. It's getting shut down. Virtual game. It's getting shut down. It doesn't matter anymore.
Only they'd be reborn like the Phoenix.
They might. I wonder if they might do that with the
PlayStation Home V2.
Something with a PlayStation 4, where it's kind of like a home but not home.
Yeah. Your PlayStation home away from home.
It's gonna be the big seller for Project Morpheus. Yes. Dude,
if I get my own island,
you're gonna change everything. You're gonna buy stuff to upgrade your island.
Hell yeah! I'm gonna buy a plane.
I'm selling Project Morpheus to you right now. Maybe not you, but to you. Project Morpheus. Put on your Project Morpheus, and while you're watching Twitch, and it's like you're there with the person hanging out in his room.
Yeah?
That's
creepy. Yeah, it might be a little creepy.
Would it be kind of like, hey, I'm already friends with this person online anyway. Now I feel like I'm more of a friend.
Yeah, you do, but Twitch, what about the other guy?
The Twitch people, they get to put it under like a little pay thing. It's like, oh, be my subscriber for like $5 and you get to do 3D of my room. It's like you're here with me.
No, that just got a lot creepy.
Yeah.
Just real quick.
Yeah, you're... You trying to sell this?
Give me money and all. You can do a 3D of my room.
I think it may sound creepy to you guys, but I think it will take the internet by storm. Because there's a lot of people that would want that really bad. I wouldn't.
Yeah, creepy people, yeah.
I wouldn't. Yeah, but that way it's safe for the people that run their channels because they don't have creepy people actually in their homes.
Project Morpheus virtual reality, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of better ways you could have sold that, let me just say. A lot.
Well, see, here's the thing. You can't do it with games because people go like, oh, that's a lot of money just for a peripheral for games. So you gotta have the extra features in there, such as Microsoft doing their Project Room. There was a new announcement recently. I guess they're starting to show it off again, which is pretty cool. This is like the projectors that make your living room part of the game space.
Okay, but let's be honest. Whoever has their whole living room to themselves, where they can.
Same people that still have the Kinect plugged in.
Alright. I still have the Kinect plugged in. But I don't get to use it very often.
I'm usually naked in my living room. I don't know if that would work out.
People walk in front of it. You kids running in front of your bullet spray. You know, like, hey, what are you doing? You're ruining the scene. The blood splatters all over your eyes now. Just move out of the way.
Just traumatize yourself like that.
I don't know. I think I would like virtual reality stuff. Pretty soon, right? Pretty soon.
I think Oculus is sometime, doing their version 2 or something like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Oculus did a 3D thing for the new Interstellar movie that was supposed to be pretty good. Apparently, the director, Christopher Nolan, said it was like being on set again.
Hmm.
It's coming to a few select cities, of course, so not anywhere near here.
So you can see the green screen and everything, huh?
No, they had actual set prop pieces.
It's like being on set.
Yeah.
Spilt his coffee on himself and everything.
That's what I'm miffed about, though. That's it. All these people get to try out this Oculus stuff, and I'm like, I live nowhere near any big city that would have it. I'm like, God damn it. Just
San Francisco, dude.
I haven't seen anything about anybody like doing any showcases of Oculus.
LA's not that far.
LA is like a day full of driving away.
A day? It's like a 6-hour drive from here.
6 hours.
Yeah, that's like... I'm not going to drive that far.
L.A.? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's 6 hours.
6 hours.
Not if you obey the speed limit.
Five if you don't obey the speed
limit. Okay, go Highway 5 during non-peak hours And you'll get there in 6 hours.
Yeah, go in the morning, early morning.
So pretty far. Like just to 2 in the morning. Out a piece of tech.
I drove to Canada, dude.
To try out a piece of tech.
You know how long it was to drive to Canada?
For Oculus?
No.
All right.
But
then.
I still drove to Canada.
Would you drive to Canada to try Oculus Rift?
I drove 18 hours, Vegan Dan.
Yeah, but that's not the point. Would you do it to try out Oculus?
Not 18 hours.
But you would drive.
I'd drive six. I would drive six, yeah.
All right, well, next time we're going to do something Oculus, take me with you.
All right.
That's how you get a free trip to LA.
It really isn't that bad. 6 hours is not that bad. It's very doable.
You'd be doing all the driving, so...
That's fine. All right,
cool.
Yeah.
And I'd be listening to
the music. I drove for 13 straight before I had to actually fall asleep.
Yeah, you're getting the soda, right?
So much soda. Mountain Dew. That's the best drink ever made.
Have you tried the Solar Flare Mountain Dew?
Yes.
I don't like it.
It's all right.
It's not all right.
Well, the way you said it makes it seem like it's not all right.
It's not one of my top two. I broke something of yours. I apologize for ruining this whole thing. But I broke something in with a blue cap. I don't know what it was. I don't know.
Looks like a button.
Oh, nope. I stepped on attack.
Attack.
Yeah, I broke attack in my shoe. And, oh, no, that's it. That's the whole thing. All right, I just stepped on attack.
Wow.
Oh, maybe another one. Hold on. I'm dying over here. Okay, anyways.
Your home is a safety hazard.
Yeah, I have no idea where that came from.
As a...
It's not ours. I think you might have had that in your shoe.
The whole entire time?
Yeah.
I don't think I have blue tacks.
You've been on your shoe for like 3 days.
We have push tacks.
I have too.
Not the
flat clear ones. Yeah.
Those are blue also.
Mine are clear. I don't have blue ones.
Do you have tacks?
Blue and blue.
I don't even know
what tacks are.
All right. Anyway,
the government's gonna be talking to you about
it. On my Mountain Dew list, Solar Flare is definitely not at the top. It's somewhere in the range of
bottom.
Baja Blast. No,
I hear people like Baja Blast.
And I like Solar Flare. I know some people who think Solar Flare is their favorite.
Well, they're just wrong.
It's their choice. Code Red is my favorite. You know? Then we got regular Mountain Dew.
The only Solar Flare I like is Tian Shin Han's Solar Flare. Nothing. Dragon Ball. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
And I called him by his Japanese name.
I think it's what threw me.
Yeah. I used to watch it in Japanese. Like, straight up Japanese. And there was no English subtitles. I was just watching Japanese. There was, like, a Asian channel. And they were, like, way ahead of, like, whatever Cartoon Network was at. And so I used to watch that one instead.
Right.
And, like, I watched, like, the Cell Saga before. Like, I don't know, like a year and a half before I came out over here or something crazy like that.
You must have been the cool kid in college.
Dude, I was a cool kid, man. And so, like, I couldn't understand anything they were saying, but, like, I knew everything that was going to happen. And, like, I mean, it's all just fights anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what they say. I don't care about the plot. I just want to see the fights.
Yeah, and Naruto's ending, which is game-related because they make fighting games about Naruto.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
No, so it's totally game-related.
They also make Dragon Ball.
How do you know it's ending? They said it?
November 10th. It's done.
Yeah, they're
at the end.
I'm up to date.
No, they're at the end, but I wasn't sure it was going to end.
So, yeah. I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
I want spoilers. Our viewers
Spoiler
alert.
If you don't want to know what's happening, if you don't read the manga, and you don't want to know what's going to happen, then don't listen for the next, I don't know, 30 seconds. Sasuke are going to fight. They're going to do the final fight.
Why are they fighting?
Because Sasuke wants to kill all the Kages and...
Kill all the tail beasts.
And all the tail beasts, and he wants to be basically a martyr for there to be peace in the world.
He wants to become the ultimate bad guy, so everybody's happy.
So everybody joins to fight him. Like, he wants to be the badass, like, so... You know, and he is. Like, he's a pretty strong guy. And so he wants everybody to be united in that way. That's how he's going to create peace in the world. But Naruto wants to create peace in a different way. Like, he just wants everybody to be friends and wants to do it in a peaceful way.
Yeah, it's the whole thing that's been this entire last arc of Naruto is just a past repeating itself. So it's basically just that.
And Sasuke basically wants to kill Naruto first because he is basically all the tail beasts.
Okay, no. So you guys that waited 30 seconds.
All the tail beasts are part of him. No, they're part of him now.
No, but no, he wants to kill him because he's like, you're my best friend.
Well, that too.
If you waited 30 seconds, we apologize. It is taking longer than 30 seconds. Please continue to hold for about another minute.
You should watch. You should look at the show notes. I'm sure Adam probably wrote more than 30 seconds in there.
Yeah, there'll be a little disclaimer at the bottom.
At the bottom of wherever you found this.
Let me write down these times real quick.
Sorry, about 23 minutes. Yeah.
It's, yeah, man, it's good. Like, they just had a fight with the
Kageyama or something like that. Kaguya?
Kaguya. Something like that, yeah. The mom of the...
everything.
The mom of Chakra, basically. Chakra's mom. The creator of all Chakra. So... Yeah, she got beat.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. Yeah. You should read the manga.
On another note,
I'm waiting for it to end.
Bleach is getting kind of cool. Soon. Yeah, Bleach is getting kind of cool again too.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. So yeah, they're at the King's Palace now.
Yeah, dude, all kinds of captains got killed off.
Yeah, they do.
Like, if they're actually dead. I'm not exactly sure if they're actually dead, or if they're just, like, possessed.
No, they're dead. I don't know. Yeah, they might come back.
They did it kind of weird and vague. Like, there's this special character that if you get her blood on you, she turns you into a zombie, as she calls it.
I don't like that the Captain Commander got killed, though.
Oh, yeah.
I hated that, dude.
Hitsugaya?
Hitsugaya is an ice guy.
Yeah, he was
on. No, the Captain Commander. The old man.
Yeah, that was a while ago, though.
Yeah, but I don't like that he got killed. Mm-mm. All these other lesser captains are surviving, yet the guy, the strongest guy, gets killed.
Yeah, well, that was the like point. It. They had to
I
kill
don't
him.
Like it. No.
There was a plot. It was part of the villain's plot.
He was one of my favorite characters, man.
But he was also a jerk. You remember the flashbacks?
He's supposed to be a jerk.
He was like a horrible person.
He's supposed to be. That's how he became Captain Commander.
It is, yeah.
You can't just let people walk all over you, dude. Yeah.
I'm hoping that in the story arc, though, that Chad actually plays a bigger role than punching somebody and then getting beat up. Because he's won like one fight, I think, out of the entire Bleach thing.
Yeah.
He starts out really good, and like the guy's like, oh, well, I was only at 50%. And then he just gets his butt kicked. I was like, what's the point of having this character in this fight?
Kenpachi is still alive, right?
Yeah, probably waste time.
Kenpachi is still alive? He just got beat up really good.
Which one's Kenpachi?
The strongest one. The guy with the eye patch.
Oh, yeah.
Because he didn't even take his eye patch off when he was fighting the three girls. Off, yeah. That's kind of crazy. So he could have just demolished him, I think, and he decided not to?
Yes, I don't know.
It was kind of weird.
I haven't even seen his Bankai.
He decided to almost die.
Has he even brought out his Bankai yet?
Yeah.
What was it? I don't remember. Has he?
Yeah.
I know he has it.
Oh, he did.
I know he knows the sword's name. I don't know if he's ever brought out
his Bankai.
I think
he released the Bankai when he was fighting the three girls. But I can't remember anymore.
Yeah, I don't think he did. Anyway.
There's Bleach games, too.
Yeah, there's Bleach games too. On the Game Boy Advance, I think.
Okay. Back on track after all this time.
Spoiler alert ending.
Spoiler alert. Uncharted 4. New stuff is going to be shown very soon. No real explanations on what, but might be video or just...
I don't care.
That's probably video. It has to be video.
Nathan Drake doing the...
Yeah.
You know, a dance, a fancy dance. I don't care.
Cause yeah.
It's going to look amazing, and it's going to blow my socks off, and I have a new TV to look at it now.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Dan really likes Uncharted.
It's a strong series. Naughty Dog just...
Naughty Dog makes good games.
They just make good games. That's all there is to it.
So, yeah. So, there's that. Very soon. No date, no nothing. Just very soon. New stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's kind of crazy, right? Former Panama dictator, what's his face, Manuel Noriega,
mm-hmm.
is suing Activision for him being in the game in Black Ops 2. So he's suing them for millions and millions of dollars. And Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani from New York, is actually a lawyer for Activision's side. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He has a partnership with some other lawyer.
Ah, New America.
Yeah.
When a wrestler can become a mayor and a lawyer.
I think you're thinking of the wrong man.
Oh, I meant it's not
maybe Giuliani's not. Yeah, he's not a wrestler.
Giuliani's not the wrestler.
Who was the wrestler guy?
The Minnesota mayor.
Minnesota mayor.
You're talking about oh my God, what is his name? Jesse Ventura.
Yes.
Wasn't there another wrestler mayor?
He was a wrestler mayor.
No, I thought there was another
one. We got California too. Actor mayor.
Isn't there? California's done a lot of
Schwarzenegger. The guy, the Terminators.
I know, the Terminator movies
became the mayor.
An actor. Yeah, whatever. I don't care about that.
And a bodybuilder.
Oh, yeah, and a bodybuilder. That's true. Yeah. He was a bodybuilder.
Yeah, and he actually won competitions.
Yeah, he was a very, very successful bodybuilder.
Yeah.
There's also Terminator video games.
Also, yeah, there are. Actually, some pretty good ones. I'm not going to lie.
This is the best one yet. So Rudy Giuliani he's saying this is very frivolous lawsuit, and there's just nothing to back it up.
I mean, it's probably
this guy is a horrible person who treated his people like dirt, and now he wants millions of dollars for free.
I mean, it'll probably go to like a settlement that we won't hear about more than anything.
I don't think they would want to settle with this guy.
It's defacement of.
They're calling it free speech, because he's not. I mean, he's not being.
Well, I haven't played the game.
His portrayal in the game is not. It's not an accurate portrayal of him in life.
So I guess that's true. I mean, nobody sues South Park, so.
Yeah, and I mean the same thing. They've used other.
Lots of people probably try though.
That's true. They might. South Park might ask people for permission too, though.
No way they ask everybody.
No, because like, they're not. They're not.
Team America.
It's a free speech thing, dude. It's a free speech thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't just go around suing everybody because they made fun of you on the show. Man.
You can try, but
yeah. I mean, there's another one tried with GTA, and that was even her. It was just somebody that looked like her.
But she didn't win, did she?
I don't know. Most of these things just kind of get swept under the rug. Somebody just like gives somebody a couple $100,000 and it goes away.
Okay, if people are going to be paying attention to this, though, and if nobody's going to... Dude, everybody's going to be mad if these guys, Activision, pays this guy off, dude.
I don't think anybody...
This guy's a horrible person. He's a horrible person.
I think most people...
You can't just pay off people like that, dude.
I think most people listening to this podcast probably haven't even heard about that.
Well, now they heard about it, and now they're going to look into it.
And now you know, and knowing's half the battle.
That's true.
So...
Says G.I. Joe.
Everybody petitioned for something against... The Panama dictators.
Manuel Noriega.
Yes. Please. Do whatever it takes.
Sign a petition online. Those are super effective.
You gotta make one first, though, because we don't have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make one. Well, I probably won't make one. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna make one.
Not gonna happen.
You guys do it for me, though. And I'll sign it. But
really? You'll sign it?
I'll sign it.
Okay. You heard it here first.
I will sign it. I'll be the first one on there. Just email it to me.
At treasongaming831@gmail.com.
Oh, so we confirmed A31's in it?
Yes, we have confirmed. This is like the third episode where we've said it was A31. All right, we got it wrong one time. Can't live it down. I don't use it very much until now. All the time I check it, just so you know, want to send me an email.
Mm-hmm.
Or Jeff an email. I mean, or the other guys in email.
Or the podcast.
Or the other guys.
Other ask guy us one questions. Or other guy two.
In case you want to send an email to Adam and the
There's
other guys.
There's other guy three also, but he couldn't be here today.
Yeah, he couldn't be here today.
But he'll be here next week. Hopefully. Yeah. So, Xbox One news.
Oh, I was scared we weren't going to have any.
You can download Call of Duty Advanced Warfare right now.
That's right. And the game's coming out like this weekend?
Have you done it?
It comes out November 1st, I believe.
Not yet.
Wow.
Yeah, November 3rd.
You can already download it?
Yeah, November 3rd. It's like 30, 40 something gigabytes.
You mean preloading it or is it like a beta?
Yeah, you're preloading it, yeah. Okay. And all the updates that they make, you'll be able to download ahead of time.
Only on Xbox?
If you pre-buy it, you, I don't know. Is it really only on Xbox? I don't think so. I don't see why they would.
I don't think they mentioned anything about it on PlayStation.
I haven't heard anything.
The article I said, like, it said, download Advanced Warfare now on Xbox.
I'm sure you'll be able to on PlayStation before it comes out, too. I don't see why they would only do Xbox a day before it comes out.
Yeah, but not so soon.
I can only play it a day before it comes out. But it's like 30 to 40 gigabytes
which is kind of pretty big.
It's actually pretty common for games these days now.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen too many that are
Killzone was like 30 gigs when it came out. A lot of digital games are. That was a big concern when they announced that games were the system was coming with 500 gigabytes.
Yeah, I mean 500 gigs isn't. It's nothing nowadays. It doesn't even matter if it's a console or a computer.
If you have an external storage system, you can hook it up to an Xbox. You can use that as long as it has.
I don't have an Xbox.
You can also just replace your hard drive on the PlayStation.
That's so much more trouble than just like plugging in the hard drive.
Which is also probably the reason.
Why can't I just plug in a hard drive?
A Sony console, please.
That is what the PlayStation. You take the little top cover off. It's a little portable hard drive. You take it out.
USB ports.
You don't even have to.
I want to hook up my external hard drive.
You can do that on the Xbox.
You might be able to. I've never tried it.
You can try it on the Xbox.
So, it hasn't been confirmed.
You can on the Xbox.
Yes, Xbox.
Xbox been confirmed.
Also, that's also probably why they're making a 1 terabyte Call of Duty Xbox One for the extra space, you know, double the space of the normal Xbox One for the same price.
Yeah, this goes to show.
Never buy a console the day it comes out.
Because if you just wait 2 weeks, you'll get free stuff.
People got free games. I ain't getting nothing for free.
Yeah.
I got Xbox Live for free.
But people don't want to wait. I want to play games now.
Yeah. That's the problem. I want to play Shadow of Mordor now, because that game looks...
That game looks really, really cool.
But it's expensive. I don't have money for that. I got real-life problems.
There's also... What else? The Alien, the new Alien?
I heard that video game is not doing good in reviews.
I heard the DLCs that came with the pre-orders aren't showing up. They're not... You can't do the DLC stuff.
I heard the game itself is way too long.
Way too long?
Way too long? What kind of problem is that?
Yeah, you can't have a game that's too long, dude.
Oh, this game's too many hours. I only gave them $60. I gave
$60 and they gave me too much time to play this game.
Let's think about this. You ever play Slender Man? Because that's the type of game it is. It's a Slender Man type of game.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're on a ship.
Yeah, you're on a ship.
You're not in a forest.
You're trying to escape this alien that pops up randomly in different places. You can kill the alien. Randomly. No, you can't.
Yes, you can. You gotta keep going.
Okay, you're on a ship, you're trying to escape this alien.
You're trying to escape Slender Man dressed up as an alien for 20 hours. That's the entire game.
Okay.
And so people...
But if I finish the game, I've escaped, right?
Well, I don't know what the ending is, but...
Yes or no, you think it's easy to escape an alien on a ship?
Is the game really like this?
Yeah.
Then why do you get weapons?
I don't know. To distract, to scare it? I don't know.
I want weapons that hurt the guy.
Are you only fighting one alien?
Yeah.
Is it the queen?
I don't think so.
Why not?
No, because the queen has a big, like, crown thing.
This yeah, regular, she's cool, dude.
So wait, alien.
You're fighting one alien.
Hey, don't you have Alien 1 and Aliens... Alien and Aliens, I mean?
Yeah, Alien and Aliens.
Yeah, you should watch that.
I should watch them. You didn't get to see that, but I was looking at somebody who doesn't want to watch them with me.
They're such cool movies.
Yeah, they're really, really well made.
Alien 3 is okay.
No, it's...
Alien Resurrection was kind of... No. Those are also video games.
Yes.
They are. Well, that's why we're talking about it.
Yes. We're talking about a video game. Yeah.
That's where this started. Yeah.
So back to this Slenderman game. Is that really all it is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the official game that came out is like you're trying to find notes.
It looks like a pretty game. It looks pretty.
Well, the official one.
Yeah. I want to know why you get a gun if there's only one alien and you can't kill it.
Well, you get a. I know you get a flamethrower for sure.
What am I going to shoot it at? One alien one time?
Yeah, maybe two times. Until you run out.
So then, what do you do for 20 hours?
I guess you're walking around the ship.
I feel like I'm missing a lot.
So why?
I haven't played it.
Why can't you just hide?
Like a puzzle game?
Why can't you just hide in the locker for 20 hours?
Kind of like miss, but with something chasing you.
Oh, that's not too bad.
It's like a puzzle game. That's why you buy it. You're trying to escape.
That's not the kind of alien game I want.
Yeah. That's the thing, yeah. For 20 hours.
For 20 hours, I mean. That's probably because the guy doesn't know how to escape from
reviews I've seen said, like, you know, just drop to the $20, give me a 6-hour game, I would have been a lot happier with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're making it sound like I don't want the game anymore.
Yeah, I'd probably watch some Twitch streams before you went out and bought it.
I did. I watched part of some, but I didn't want to watch the whole thing just
because. Did he shoot someone?
With a flamethrower, yeah.
Who'd he shoot?
That's how I know it was a flamethrower.
Who'd he shoot?
The alien.
Did he kill the alien?
No, he ran away.
Yeah, it's just to make.
And then he hid in the locker. And then I stopped watching because I was like, oh, this game looks really cool and I don't want to watch anymore. But now Vegan Dan here.
Oh, see, well then maybe you have to run away from the alien and survive as long as possible. You can shoot it to try to survive. Well, it's only 20 hours because you hit so much. If you would have hit a little bit less, it would only take you like 15 hours. All right? Maybe that was the problem. Maybe you're just not good enough to escape from an alien. Yeah,
that's true.
If you hide in a locker for 17 of your 20 hours, you can't say it's a 20-hour game.
Yeah, but then you're still paying for $60 for the privilege to hide in a locker for 17 hours.
Well, you decide to hide in a locker. Right? You could have stood outside and fought the alien.
I think the alien can melt the lock anyway.
Yeah, probably.
With his acid.
Well, you're hiding there. Thing I hear people
you hiding, blood. You hiding there in hopes that it doesn't see you, not in hopes that it's going to be stumped by how to get you through a locker. Like, oh man, he's in a locker. Guess I can't get him now. I'm out of here. Oh, I'm pretty sure it's just so he doesn't know where you're at.
You make sure you don't make any noise. Because lockers make a lot of noise.
They do make a lot of noise.
I just got stuffed in here by a bully. I'm not the guy you're looking for. Just move along, alien.
Speaking of alien, you should watch Alien.
Does Predator come and help you?
You've seen them, right?
Yeah, I've seen
You've
them.
Seen them both?
I've seen them both.
You've seen all of them?
I've seen all of them, okay. Regrettably.
Yeah.
Maybe after our Bill and Ted
Marathon. Did you like
Bill and Ted's awesome.
It was okay. I think it would have been better if they just didn't try to tie it into the alien thing at the very end, which made no... It didn't matter. It's a prequel to the entire Alien universe. And...
It was the origin of man, dude.
Origin of man, origin of alien, and then there was some weird stone alien people.
They're the...
Prometheans.
They're the,
progenitors of many civilizations.
Yeah.
Where does Predator come from?
They're basically God.
Presumably, I would assume they made Predator as well. Because technically they're in the same universe. I think that's canon.
Oh, yeah. Alien vs. Predator. It's alright. It was cool. The first one was cool just because it was new.
Well, the also... Crossover.
But, I don't know. They did the...
In Predator 2, there's an alien skull in their trophies and stuff like that.
That was just a little cameo thing, though.
In the comics, there's been many crossovers.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I never read the comics for Alien.
Same world.
Yeah, I've never read the comics, though.
Same universe, actually.
Yeah. Well, speaking of same universe, did you hear that they asked Liam Neeson if he wanted to do...
Ra's al Ghul?
Yeah.
An Arrow? No, but he didn't have time? Yeah. I know, that would have been awesome, though.
That would have.
Did you watch
Arrow? Yeah. He's good.
It was alright.
That's not a game, but I wish it would be.
he's appeared in a fighting game. DC...
Dude, she died at the end.
Don't... Spoilers!
Spoilers? I said she? They don't know who she is.
Wow.
Spoiler wow. alert! She dies at the end.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. She might not be dead.
I mean, League of Assassins, Ra's al Ghul, that doesn't really mean much.
See, now you just...
Oh, and I'm sorry if you've really never heard of Ra's al Ghul's Lazarus Pits after it being in the comics for the past, like, two decades.
I'm just kidding. But anyway, it was good. It was good. I also watched Flash.
Yeah, Flash was good.
The Flash was good, too.
The fight wasn't very long.
I didn't think it was going to be.
Man.
More spoilers out there, but yeah.
The way they make him look when he's running, spoiler, I just can't get over
Flash
that.
Flash runs really fast.
Oh, well, thanks.
Thanks for ruining that for me.
Yeah, now I don't know why I even watched this
season. It's like he's a hero that's just there in a flash.
Yeah, why? What's the point of that now? There's no suspense. I like all the nods that they made. Oh, like Rod.
But did you see them dangle the little hope that for an Arrow?
the little hope for me, and then they were just like, nope, I knew that was going to happen, though.
No. I told you.
It's still not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
It's still going to happen.
No, Laurel's going to become a superhero, and things are going to get set right with the comic book world.
No.
Although, it was no surprise.
I haven't seen him.
No, you should.
Yeah.
Definitely should.
Oh, yeah, the first two seasons are on Netflix now, so you can jump on that. Jabroni.
I should do that.
You can also download the CW app on Xbox One. Oh, you don't have an Xbox One.
There you go.
Throw that out there.
There you go.
Or on your phone. So, that feels too bad.
Yeah, there's probably a CW app on your phone, too. you could go to CWTV.com.
My phone is really bad.
You could use the internet and you just go to CWTV.com. I'm sure that would work, too.
I'll watch it somewhere else.
Boost Mobile is not
like Hulu.
Very good at native.
Yeah, like Hulu. Gotham's been pretty good.
People still use Hulu, right?
Have you seen Gotham?
What?
People still use Hulu, right?
I use Hulu.
Use Hulu. You have to pay for so much for everything on Hulu now, though. Every time I want
to
go, like...
You know, Naruto used to be there for free, and now it's not.
Yeah. Really? Hulu just put everything behind his paywall.
That didn't happen not that long ago.
I don't know. I pay for Hulu, so I don't know.
You have Hulu Plus?
Yeah. And I have cable. Go figure. Yeah.
Why?
Because I have a DVR, and I can't record all
my
shows.
You have a DVR, and you have cable, and you have Hulu Plus.
Yes. I can't record all my shows.
Why not?
You don't have to, though, because it's Hulu. It's on the internet.
No, on the DVR. Why can't you?
Because sometimes there's three at the same time, or four at the same time.
You should get those new fancy ones.
You should get the Hoppa.
Yeah, the Hoppa.
Then I gotta get Dish.
Oh, you got DirecTV.
No. Charter.
It's
Charter.
Charter. Internet and cable. Yeah.
You have Charter internet and cable? Well, internet's cool, but cable sucks.
Charter cable's good.
It's still expensive.
It's not that bad.
It's pretty bad.
Nice. HBO and...
They're charging me like $70.
I have everything.
For like the basics.
I don't know what you pay. I pay $160 and I have everything.
I don't pay for it. I just get
What internet package do you have? DirecTV.
I have...
The 30 and 4?
I think it's 30 right now, but I'm getting 100.
When are you getting 100?
Before Call of Duty comes out. That's sometime so awesome. This month.
I can't afford that.
At
one time, they were going to let me upgrade for $20. But it was when my brother lived at my house, and he didn't even pay the cable bill he was supposed to pay. Yeah, anyways.
How much is 100?
It was only going to be 20 more than what I was paying, so I'd be paying 180 for 100. I don't know how much 100 is now. Mm. It was when they first started it, and I said no. I shouldn't have said no. I'm worried it's going to be way more now. But I don't know. I haven't asked yet, but I'm getting it. I need it for...
You don't need 100.
I'm gonna be streaming.
That's so much.
Playing Call of Duty.
I can stream on 30.
Yeah, but
I've been doing speed tests and I get 60.
Everybody in my house is gonna be doing.
But that only happened after I did my used my own modem. You can use your own modem.
Everyone.
They started doing that again.
Everyone in the house uses the internet at the same time.
Yeah, but 30 is a lot. It really is a lot, dude, when you do more, you're doing just a lot of regular internet stuff.
Yeah,
hey, even streaming,
I need
dude.
Something for me, right? And that's 100 Mbps internet, okay?
You spoil yourself, dude. Yeah, you deserve it.
I have HBO, so I can watch Game of Thrones.
You should spoil yourself. Yeah. Get yourself that PlayStation 4 and play Destiny with me.
Yeah, spoil yourself with 100. So you don't have to, you don't get kicked out because you have 100.
Yeah. You won't have server issues if you have 100 MPS.
Yeah. I won't have server issues if I have an Xbox.
You might still have server issues. Don't you remember? All updates come to PlayStation first.
That's why I won't have the problem.
Eventually. And
apparently it was after the update. They'll fix that issue before it comes to
for
Xbox.
For Jeff. Not for me, though.
I haven't heard of that issue either, except for with him.
Yeah, but. I haven't heard of it, and then Jeff's like, no, there's
thousands
of people.
You have heard of it. That's why they did an update for it.
Yeah, and the update fixed it. I haven't heard of it since then.
They kind of fixed it. It helped.
But so it was worse than that before?
But we used to play entire nights.
Yeah, pain. That's how...
I know, it used to not happen at all. I don't know what
so
the deal
is. So it wasn't
is.
Worse than
the pain, because...
No, well, okay. Not before, but before.
Watch it, man. I play Phoenix, right? The first three, I'm really good at catching lives.
Phoenix, right? There's a character for you.
It's a great game series. Pick it up.
He's on Marvel versus Capcom 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody plays them.
I don't like watching nobody those plays Evos. Them. Marvel's such a boring Evo to watch.
Marvel's a hard game.
Marvel's fun to watch.
Dude, I know. I watched Evo. It's like
they always say, wins Marvel. That's all I see is wins Marvel. Marvel. Wins Marvel. Marvel. Wins Marvel.
No, no R.
Really?
Marvel.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Wins Marvel?
Wins Marvel.
Yeah. Now, I watched it in the last Evo, and it was like 2 seconds. Somebody was in the corner, and that was the whole fight.
Well, yeah, that's because he got hit.
It was more like the 15
first, seconds. First person to get hit.
No, it was not.
If you don't drop your combo, first person to get hit loses, which is awesome about that. But
you
know
you gotta understand, dude. These guys are pros, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
when you watch them drop
your
combo,
you're going to drop every combo. Dude.
You see them drop a combo. No. Yeah, dude,
okay,
it happens
cool.
all the time.
It's great. They're amazing combo players. But as a spectator, why not just have it be like a samurai show that first person who gets hit dies anyway?
The only thing that sucks about that is the infinites.
Because
they're infinites that don't they aren't getting fixed.
And they don't have it like first hit death because if you drop the combo, they don't die. And now they have a chance to hit you once and keep the combo going, and you're dead, and they win because you messed up.
Yeah, it's just like it's boring to watch.
It's a chess match at the beginning to who gets that first hit to start their combo.
No, it's,
and then once you get the combo in and they drop it, then you're like, oh, you would have had it, but now you might lose. And then they start getting hit, and then you're like, oh, you're gonna lose now, bro. You shouldn't have dropped your combo. And then the other guy drops, and you're like, oh, what are you doing? You had your shot.
Everybody
and then the other dude goes,
dude, it happens. The two most exciting things of
not
watching.
Not to mention when the last character comes in and he just. Beats all three of the other guys.
Oh,
and you're
that's
like,
so awesome!
Yeah,
that
like,
is
dude,
so
Phoenix,
awesome.
I tell you,
things like that when they happen, they're awesome. But you have to go through like 12, 20 fights to see something like that happen.
No.
The two most exciting. No.
Do you watch Day One Evo? That's his problem. He's watching the pools
with the pros versus the nobodies.
I watch on Sunday only.
I did watch the finals. I did watch the finals. And the finals was like one person got out of a combo and he still died anyway.
No, you watched a different finals than I watched.
The two most exciting things, as far as I'm concerned, to watch at Evo.
Super Street Fighter 4?
No.
If you say
Smash Brothers.
Oh,
with AMSA?
He did.
Smash Brothers is not entertaining to watch
okay.
at all.
Dude, did
that
you not
game
watch
is fun
AMSA?
To play.
It's fun
but
to play.
It's not fun to watch.
Watch AMSA's Yoshi.
No.
It is fun to watch.
I don't know any of these guys from
Smash Brothers. Relentlessly attacking you. And he's fun to watch because all he does is just attack people. There's no like pause or breaks or like head games or anything. He's just like relentlessly attacking you. You have to be able to like counter his attacks.
Listen to you.
With a Yoshi.
Watch Smash Bros.
With a Yoshi, which apparently is big.
Smash
news.
Brothers. What else?
And
new Smash Brothers.
Yeah, nobody cares about. Them. And the other one is King of Fighters.
King of Fighters is good to watch. I like King of Fighters. Killer
Instinct's
also good to watch.
Killer Instinct's cool. I haven't played the new one.
Tekken's pretty good to watch.
I want to get a feel for the new one, but
I don't think they have any.
They might not have Tekken there.
Yeah.
New Tekken's coming out. Yeah.
Street Fighter.
Tekken 6.
Tekken 7. They're gonna do some remote playing.
Yeah.
Somewhere, someplace, sometime.
I don't like Street Fighter. It's too much of a chess game now, where people are just kind of like stepping in and stepping out for like a minute.
Footsies.
Yeah, you're doing footsies.
You got footsie, man.
You gotta do footsies.
You don't see that in King of Fighters.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yes, you do.
Not in the finals.
Yeah.
Yes,
I watched
you
the
do.
Finals. I didn't see no footsies. I saw people just going at it, giving me that hard time in action.
I don't know. We can replay this Evo thing, man.
Straight up. Viewers can see this. I do in a second. We'll finish this up.
Anyway, Evolve Alpha is coming out on October 30th.
Two.
So, Xbox One.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you,
if you're into that,
get it. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks
Evolve
good.
Looks pretty fun.
Evolve does look fun.
Yeah. So get the Alpha and play it.
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And report back to Uncorked Gamers listeners.
I will try. After the alpha's over, I'll report back to you guys. I'll be busy playing the alpha.
Okay. EA is giving out Dragon Age Origins for free.
On Origins.
Through their website, origin.com.
Yeah, trying to get people to use Origin.
Yeah, and, you have plenty of time before the new one comes out to beat that game.
Just the first one, though. Yeah, yeah, I played the second one, too. Just the
first one, yeah.
I hear the second one, nobody liked it. So
it was different. They
I didn't play the second one, so I don't know.
Changed the mechanics of the second one.
I didn't play the second one. I don't know. The first one I liked.
Yeah. The second one, just, it was just too different.
I haven't played them. I have both of them. I think I haven't played them yet.
The only person I know that's played the second one, he liked the second one.
The you can also get Bejeweled 3 for free right there, right now, if you want.
I have EA Access, so I get a lot of things for free from
even Bejeweled.
You mean three? For $25 a month?
$25 a month?
A 15?
Whoa, not even close. Like five.
Is it
that?
It's not five.
It's, like, it's not five.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My phone's dead. I'd look that up right now. It's like five. Look it up. Watch this. All right.
Go ahead, Jeff. Continue on.
Drive Club has been having issues online. So what they did is they have a limited amount of people that can go online right now.
Don't I need, like, your fingerprint or something?
Oh, yeah, so you do need my fingerprint.
If you want to go online on Drive Club, you're going to have to wait till somebody logs out before you can get in.
No, it's a lot deeper than that.
Is it?
It's supposed to... The PlayStation Plus Edition was supposed to come out this month. It's been delayed because they want to make sure the servers are stable for the people that actually bought the game. Problem is, new players can't join the servers right now, so the servers still aren't stable for the people that bought the game. Polyphonic Studios. Alright, yeah, $5 a month.
You win.
Yes, and I get like right now it's Battlefield 4.
What about Bejeweled 3? That's the one I care about.
Peggle 2.
Which is coming to PlayStation finally. Bejeweled
3. I think you get Plants vs. Zombies.
Or free.
But who doesn't get Plants vs. Zombies at this point? Huh?
Need for Speed Rivals, Madden 14, FIFA 14. I think that might be it for right now.
You like FIFA games?
Soccer games? FIFA was fun. Yeah, I'm playing a FIFA league right now. I just play for... I don't know what team I play for. Some USA team. I'm trying to make the USA national team right now, currently. But I've scored a goal every game. I score a goal in like the very beginning of the game, and then I can't do nothing for the rest of the game. Yeah, I'm shut down.
Just like real soccer.
Yeah. I'm also playing Madden
Soccer
14. And
boring to watch, because nothing happens. 14,
huh?
Yeah, 14, the old one, because it's free.
Interesting.
It's
interesting. No one plays that anymore.
Yeah. But
nobody plays 15 anymore, really.
Yeah. Ever since Ray got taken out of the game. What's his name?
Ray Rice?
Ray Rice, there we go.
Yeah. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Ray Rice? He punched his girlfriend in an elevator and knocked her out.
Oh, you're talking about football. I thought you guys were just talking about soccer. No. Or football.
The beautiful sport.
No, because I said Madden, so we were talking about football.
Yeah, didn't catch the Madden.
But my character in there plays, he's the kickoff returner. That's it. I'm a wide receiver. I'm a running back, but I'm the fourth string running back. So.
Wow.
So I only play on kickoffs. So I simulate the whole rest of the game, and it's a kickoff, and I get to return it, and that's it. That's all I do for like a whole year now almost.
Why would you pick that position?
Huh? Yeah, well, it's like realistic. I mean, I could set it up so that I'm the starter no matter what if I want, but that's not realistic. I have to work my way to the starting lineup.
So you guys understand, he has kids, so being able to not play most of the games is actually beneficial for him.
It really is. Hold on, I have you off this kickoff return. That's about all I got, kids. No,
that's a feature, not a negative. But anyway, Drive Club. This is the first game that they've tried to do this whole social thing. They've done, like, MotorStorms, people that did MotorStorm. But, you know, it wasn't, like, this whole social thing. We have clubs and Connect and stuff like that. So, apparently, they're learning a lot. This is big, though, because this game is already delayed, like, a year. It was supposed to come out when the PlayStation first came out. It's a really nice racer. It's an arcade-style type of racer. It looks really good. But, I mean, this was his chance. It was ahead of every... It was ahead of the crew, which got delayed. It was ahead of Forza a bit, right? It's not out yet. Horizon 2?
Forza Horizon, I don't think it's out. No, I think it might be out now.
Okay, well, two different consoles anyway. So, like, if you had a PlayStation, you weren't going to pick up Forza anyway. But it was a chance to get itself some credibility before the crew came out. Now it's stumbling like this. It's giving people a bad taste in their mouth. So, it'll be interesting to see if they can...
the game, can't play online.
Mm-hmm.
You can't play. Why would you buy the game? You get it for free.
You get PS Plus Edition, which is like 10 cars and like 12 tracks or something like that. It's not the full roster.
Not the full game.
But I'm definitely going to try it out when they actually put the PS Plus one back up. I mean, I supposedly it looks great. Like, vistas from like.
Oh, anything on PlayStation 4 looks great.
Oh, that reminds me. A game just got announced at 900 FPS. I think it was Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
They announced at 900 FPS.
They say why? What do they say? Why? Why does that resolution matter if the game looks beautiful?
Right. No, and they said, like, we don't want people to have, like, a he said, she said about this console made it not look good and stuff like that. And I'm like, why even bring that up? And that's exactly what people are going to talk about. Yeah. Because you brought
that
up.
As soon as you say it, yeah.
Yeah.
People start talking about it.
I've seen two images from the same game, multiple games, on different, both consoles, and they look the same.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
I saw those pictures.
They look the same.
They do not.
You can't tell the difference.
Yes, I can.
I mean,
you cannot.
Even during the 360 and the PS3, they still look the same.
You wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
I can.
I'll post them both up on this TV right now. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
I can.
We can do that afterwards.
No way.
Tell them where you're going. What site are you going to go to so that you can do it?
Well, they're posted. I made them.
Yeah.
No, I took. I took them both from. Yeah, from both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can tell the difference? You've seen the pictures?
I can tell the difference.
So you remember which one is different? The top one or the bottom one? Which one's PlayStation?
I can't remember. But what? I can pinpoint the differences to you if you'd like.
But you can tell me which one's the better resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
See, I'm not a resolution person. I know, like, the 360 PS3 ones would be like, one was a little bit darker, one was a little bit brighter, and I was like, I don't care.
You can see differences in it.
This dirt's more brown.
Tell which one's better?
Yeah, the one that looks better to me is the one that's better.
Okay, but we'll see.
Then that's the thing. That's always been the thing.
Minecraft movie? What?
Oh really? Yeah, Minecraft movie.
Tetris movie? What?
That's the most confusing thing. The Tetris movie. About space.
There's a movie about Tetris.
Well, there's talks of a movie about Tetris.
There's going to be a movie very about interesting. Tetris.
Minecraft movie I could see.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
That's what I said to Jeff, too. Jeff's like, yeah, but it's a Minecraft. I was like, yeah, it's like a survival
movie.
Like,
it's still weird.
My daughter knows, like, everything about Minecraft. She doesn't even play it. She watches people play Minecraft all day. YouTube videos of people playing Minecraft all day. She knows everything.
My daughter's
brought up, because there's going to be a new Minecraft Lego edition, Legos set, and I was showing her, just going through all the little Lego pieces, and she would name off what each one was. The little guy in the diamond armor comes up, and she's like, that's Steve, I think. He doesn't really look like Steve. And I was like, well, what's he wearing? She's like, diamond armor and a diamond sword. She's never found diamond in her life playing Minecraft, but she knew what it was.
I found diamond once.
Those are Endermen. Oh, that's the Ender Dragon. Oh, they're in the Ender. Like, how do you know this? You don't even play the game.
My daughter's out of the game. I'm the Android.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming out on Vita.
They really like the Minecraft, in Europe. Man. It's a fun game.
Yeah. It is. It's not bad.
Microsoft owns a lot of good games.
Microsoft buys a lot of good games.
Then Microsoft... Yeah, whatever.
No one's asking how they got a hold of it, right?
Well, that's what a lot of people ask. How they got a hold of it. Microsoft also owns a lot of good studios that no longer made good games.
And Microsoft sold... Killer Instinct.
Basically. They did?
Yeah.
Killer Instinct's good.
Well, they got bought out by Amazon. Amazon bought the studios that makes Killer Instinct.
That's Amazon's getting into games?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. That'll be interesting to see.
Everybody's getting into games.
Yeah, I mean,
Amazon's
indie
been
games.
Getting into games since a while back, though. They've done some AAA games. No, not at all. But, I mean, they're slowly getting into it. And now they own...
Yeah.
Oh, they got their own little console box now.
They own Killer Instinct now.
Google's next. Google's going to make the next.
Nobody wants to sell a Google anymore.
Make the next awesome
people
game.
People are suing Google left and right for monopolizing
people
things.
People are like, you know what, Google, no. Get away.
What's wrong with Google?
They have too much money already, dude.
I want
nobody wants to sell it to them.
Google, I like you a lot, and I think you're doing great things. Please give me that 1 gigabyte internet speed.
Yeah.
Please?
No, the guy just talking trash about Google.
Google, please just give me the internet.
I just want a job.
Just give me the self-driving car.
Anything Google is cool.
Just give me the future, Google.
Except when
I know you have it tucked away behind a screen door.
I just want to work there. Free food.
Oh, yeah.
Sleep.
I don't think you have to work that. I think you just have to get into the building and get
food. You just have to get past the security guard.
What's that movie?
You could live there.
It was The Interview or something like that? Or
The Entrance?
That was actually decent.
It was not a good movie. Yeah. It was a funny movie. All right, anyway. We got to wrap this up.
All right, real quick. What are you looking forward to doing in gaming this week?
All right.
Me? I want to do that raid.
So do I.
Let's do it.
Hopefully I can actually try it.
I want to play...
You want to play for more than an hour?
Yeah.
I'm going to play a lot more Battlefield. They just did an update, and they moved the MCOMs and Rush, so to better spots. It's a lot better. They don't have Squad Rush, which they should have, because that's the best game type in Battlefield. But, you know, they just decided to leave it out of Battlefield 4 for some reason.
That's right. Like, once a month, I get, like, a Twitch notice that you streamed Battlefield.
Yeah, I stream every once in a while.
Yeah, follow him on...
You know, I don't even know my Twitch name. There'll be a Trazion Gaming one once Call of Duty's up, and I'll let you guys know what it is.
I think it's like Solo Assassin A31 or something like that.
But the O's might be zeros. I'm also changing my gaming tag soon to make it easier to follow me.
Everywhere.
On Xbox One as well. So stay tuned for that. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, there's been talks of adding matchmaking into Destiny.
Isn't there matchmaking already in Destiny?
No, like where you get to like set up your own teams versus other people's teams, stuff like that.
Oh, like team matches.
Yeah.
Nice. That'd be cool.
And also for the raids.
That would definitely
like
make
that.
It more fun.
Well, raids you can do.
Pickup games.
Pickup games for raids would be good because you guys have no friends. And
yeah. Everybody picks up a PlayStation. I still have no friends.
Nobody wants to play. All right, guys.
All right, that was another episode of Uncore Gamers.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Remember, send us your questions so we can answer them on this show. TreasonGaming831@gmail.com.
Later, guys.
Bye.